Well, it's 1,700 kilometres long and it will cost $644 million to complete. It's a proposal to seal the Outback Way, the dirt road stretching from Western Australia to Queensland. And those pushing for it want it on the agenda at the next COAG meeting. The Outback Highway Development Council wants funding to seal a section of the road from Laverton in the WA goldfields to Winton in central West Queensland. The council says the economic, social and cultural benefits that would flow from this project far outweigh the costs. I spoke with the council chairman, Patrick Hill, from Laverton in Western Australia.
Yeah, thanks, Fran. The Outback Way is an existing road which goes from Laverton in the northeastern goldfields, West Australia, through to Illawarra or Ayers Rock, and then on to Alice Springs and straight west of Alice Springs across to Boulia and Winton in central west Queensland. And basically, it's part of a linking Cairns to Alice Springs to Perth. And the objection of the Outback Highway Development Council is to see this a sealed road and be part of the national highway system across Australia. If you're coming from Queensland across to Western Australia, it's making it that much shorter by about 1,600 kilometres, so it's a huge saving in kilometres alone.
So why would sealing it save you the kilometres?
Oh, well, sealing it would make it a reliable road. There's 39 Indigenous communities out there on that road. They totally depend on this road for everything they get. And it would make a huge big boost to tourism in inland Australia, and also it would be opening up a lot of reliable access for mining companies to get their mining equipment from Mount Isa and up in the Granites and the Territory across to West Australia into the goldfields around Kalgoorlie. And also, you know, for cattle movements from Queensland and the Territory and also into WA. And also defence that joins up the Gingerly over the horizon radar systems in Laverton and Alice Springs and Longreach.
But the road's already there. 1,700 k's of it admittedly is unsealed. Why would sealing it, the road, make so much difference? Is the road unpassable at times as it is, and would that change?
The road's been there for a long time, but we've been working on improving the gravel sections of the road for the last 8 years since we've been getting additional funding off the state and territories, and it's made a lot of difference to it. But it is still susceptible to heavy rains, in which we've just had some up in the Territory at the present time there not long ago, and it's all, the road's been cut off for a couple of weeks at a time. And I know the year before last out at Warburton was cut off for about 6 weeks out there. So by sealing the road, it's going to lift the actual base of the road to above the natural surface of the ground, and obviously it won't be susceptible to, you know, weather conditions like that. It'll be more reliable, basically.
It's pretty expensive. It's cost, your estimate, about $644 million to seal the entire road. What's the sort of cost-benefit analysis there?
We've just finished, you know, doing redoing the economic side of it there. We went to a sealed road, and the latest cost-benefit ratio to that is $2.53. And that's not taking into consideration the movements of mining equipment, you know, as I say, from Queensland across to WA, which would probably put it up to about $3.50 to even $4 for every dollar. So it's, the cost-benefit ratio is very good.
Has the mining boom that we've seen in recent years in Western Australia in particular, but also in Queensland, and the one we're anticipating to be fairly sustained, has that added impetus to the drive for this road to be sealed, to be finished?
Yeah, it has. Well, I know there's two companies in Kalgoorlie that have quoted me figures, and to move a D9 or a big dozer from Kalgoorlie up to Mount Isa or up to the Tennant Creek, after the Granites, to come via this way, via the Nullarbor, is a saving. That costs an extra $15,000 per load. And there's a chap in Perth that's been moving equipment from Perth across to Queensland there, and the transport cost of him is about $400,000. And he said if this road was in, it wouldn't have cost him $200,000. So, you know, it's a huge saving just in kilometres, and plus it takes all that heavy equipment off the congested roads that we've got now, you know, with people travelling across the Nullarbor.
You're listening to ABC Radio National Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Patrick Hill, who's chairman of the Outback Highway Development Council. They're trying to get the Outback Way turned into a sealed road, all 2,000 plus k's of it. Patrick, you talk about the Indigenous communities along the way. Do Indigenous communities want this road sealed, and what is it in particular? What's the benefit in particular for them?
Well, especially around the Central Deserts region, which is around Warburton and Blackstone, there's 13 communities out there in the Central Deserts, and the others are all on the Hart's Range Road, north of Alice Springs. But they rely on this road totally for everything they get, from the chemistry to their loaf of bread to their housing, and education facilities and everything. And if this road's out for any period of time, it's a huge, loss to those people out there. They get the fuel coming from Port Augusta in South Australia up and around to Ayers Rock, and then they come back down to Kalgoorlie and back out again to refuel. And if that road
so it gives
out,
them much better access to services and everyday commodities that we all enjoy.
It does, and more reliable service, and that's what we really want to do, obviously to, and plus it drives the cost down by sealing the road, make it more reliable, obviously less wear and tear on the transportation of the services out there, and plus bring costs down as well.
And you mentioned tourism. Is there any sort of interior Australian tourism that's not getting the focus it deserves, or are you just talking about more visitors, for instance, to Central Australia around Uluru and Alice Springs?
Well, the whole thing about now, a lot of, obviously the grey nomad, is getting increasing to drive across Australia, and a lot of people do want to see Outback Australia. It's just the roads that are stopping them doing it. But the thing about it, I attended a Australian Tourism Exchange conference in Melbourne recently, or last year, and the interest from Europe and America, to travel across the country here, we were promoting it as a self-drive trip from Cairns to, across to Perth, taking about 2 weeks to do it, and grab a vehicle at Cairns and you can see the tropics of Queensland, which is the Tropic of Australia, and then to Outback Queensland, which gives you the Outback pastoral, representation there around Winton and Longreach, and then to the Red Centre, obviously to the attractions around Alice Springs and the Uluru, then down into the Indigenous communities around the Central Deserts region, then on to Laverton and Kalgoorlie, into the goldfields, into the mining, then obviously down to Perth, to some of the best wineries in the country. So
sounds like a good ride.
Yeah, it does. And that's averaging 300 kilometres a day, and that's not a lot of kilometres, really, but it's a good self-drive trip right across Australia. And the interest that we're getting, especially from Germany, is absolutely phenomenal. So,
Patrick, you'd have to say it sounds like an idea whose time has come. I know you've been speaking to governments. You need a lot of money. Are state governments coming in behind this?
They have been, they've been supporting it very well, but the thing is about what we need the state governments to do now is to come out and recognise this as one of their priority projects so that we could get funded through Infrastructure Australia. We've got the submission for $644 million, and if we could get that over 5 to 10 years or something in that line, it's not a lot of money for the investment the country's going to get in the end, and that's what we really want the state governments to support it wholeheartedly, and also we need to see it as an election issue from both parties in the forthcoming federal election.
All right, Patrick, good luck with it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much, friend.
That's Patrick Hill, the chairman of the Outback Highway Development Council. You're joining us from Laverton in WA. It sounds like a great drive, doesn't it? I think we should start the campaign now for money to seal the Outback Way. I'll see you there. It's 16 to 7.